What is this?
It's 26 degrees.
What up, what up, what up? Welcome back to 26 degrees. Yo, fired up. Not as friendly as we once were. Miami Hurricanes podcast, bro. We feeling a little different right now. You know what I mean? Attitudes a little bit adjusted somewhat, if you will. Some people say money won't change them. Well, I'm here to tell you that's bullshit. All right? If you put some money in Larry's pocket, I am a brand new me. And you ain't getting money with me, I might not know you no more. So that's the vibes we on right now. I'm here as usual with the usual suspects. Meezy, say what's up to the people, my boy.
Man, what's up, y'all? Another episode of 26 Degrees, man. A lot richer than we were last week. You know what I mean? We feeling real good. We've been feeling real ignorant lately, man. It's going to get a little worse, so we just warning y'all, man. But I'm good, man. What's up with you, X?
Man, I'm good. Hey, like y'all just, man, let me y'all set it off by saying, yeah, money. All right, you give me $50 million and think I'm going to be the same ex that y'all know. Man, I'm happy, man. I'm happy as I already knew all the stuff was finna go down, but I'm just happy that it finally got announced. So, y'all, you know, y'all crazy Kane fans, man. I love y'all, but boy, y'all some crazy people, man. Y'all wake up at 4 in the morning and hitting me up. I'm like, well, hold on. Can I get up and go brush my teeth before y'all start hitting my phone?
Hey, man, we can't wait, man. It's like Christmas, dog. Like, I felt it in the air. Don't get me wrong. Like, the last show I did with the roll-up, I said, I was like, bro, I'm confident now. Like, before I was skeptical, you could change. You could see my trajectory. And then finally, I was like, nah, we getting Mario, bro. Like, I'm telling you, we getting Mario.
Hey, man, did we know we did the show Saturday with the roll-up, man? And shout out to Silk and CJ, man. They was really trying to get it out of me. Like, oh, when they gonna make the announcement? And I was like, ah, y'all can wait until Tuesday like everybody else.
Yeah, everybody else.
It was really, really trying to get that, man. Right before I came on, I was listening to that part, and it was like, man, when is it, man? When is it?
That's because they thought we was bullshit.
Anyway. The crazy thing is, I think a lot of people are really going crazy about, they like, well, dang, you don't really got the money. You know what I'm saying? I don't know why people thought, like, you was broke. They was never broke. They just ain't spend the money.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Let's not forget the homie. The guy that actually made this come together, our producer, the fourth wheel that make this thing roll, Drew, what's up, man?
Not much, man. Just ready to pod. It's gonna be an exciting episode. I can feel it. I can feel the smoke in the air, man.
I smell the fear in the air, dog.
Yeah, I smell fear too.
I told them boy peeing down their leg, boy. Hey. Now, Florida, I ain't going to say Florida is, because, I mean, they spending big money, too.
I think it's going to take a little more time with them. Because they staff really got to build relationships, because I'm hearing he's bringing on a whole new staff.
Yeah, he's bringing in people I've never heard of, too. So.
And then their record, yeah. If you look at their record, it's deceiving, because they won a lot of close games this year. A lot of one-possession games, so.
Good coach, man. I like Napier. Good coach, man. But
yeah, I think he's gonna be solid.
I just think to get them players, man. I mean, once the Mario news got announced, the players, and we ain't just talking about any player, we talk about top, you know what I'm saying, some of the top players in the nation. Let alone South Florida saying, hey, Miami.
Oh, yeah. Hey. Oh, I mean, we'll get into this a little bit more in depth after we kind of get the show rolling on a little bit more, but watch the finish, bro. It could get spooky, man. Spooky. Like, I wasn't anticipating this at all. And then with this announcement, it's been like, I seen all them eyeballs. No kids, like, hold up, wait a minute, hold on. Coach Crystal Ball going where? hold up. For that great recruiter that Manny was, you know, he wasn't landing. He wasn't landing, you know. So we'll see. Quick weekend wrap up, man. It's been a little minute. You know, coming off you know, this was no action for us this weekend, unfortunately. It was
bowl championship week. I mean, not bowl,
championship weekend.
I had, you know, I enjoyed my little break, I guess, but it wasn't that much of a break. you know, went to Tussie's, obviously. My little spot, man, and chilled with the kids and stuff like that. Watch football.
Not at Tootsie's, y'all.
Yeah, I was going to say that.
He did two separate things. He went to Tootsie's and he chilled with the kids separately.
Yeah. I'm a kid. I was chilling with the kids outside of
Tootsie's. Yeah, he made them sit in the car and go to sleep. Y'all just take a nap. I'll be back.
Yeah, man. You know, my weekend was pretty much cool, man. Then yesterday, I went to Tootsie's again and I went to go catch my homeboy, Steve at Ricky's. And as soon as I walk in, man, it's like people say, "Hey, boy, we got a new hurt. We got a new coach." And I'm like, "Hey, yeah, we got a new coach." So that's about my weekend.
Y'all go next. My weekend was good, man. Pretty much, I did the same thing I'm doing, been doing all weekend, even this week so far. It's been glued to my phone with all this excitement and everything, getting news, looking at news and everything. Had fun with the Roll Up Network. You know, me and X was on there holding it down for 26 degrees. Had a good, it was about an hour and a half. Met up Saturday night. What time that was, X? Like 8, I think.
I know we started at 8. So
about 9:30, 10.
Yeah. We started at 8 and then, man, it was nice. Real fun, man.
Yeah, y'all can still go check that out on Facebook, on the Roll Up Twitter app. I mean, the Twitter page. You can go listen. They got the audio and visual segment out. But yeah, man, my weekend was good, man. Exciting weekend. Watched some good football. Wasn't really too surprised about the outcomes at all. Especially the Bama game. I had Bama win. That's St. Nick doing a championship game. He's going to do what he do. You know how they're going to rock. But yeah, man, my weekend was pretty good, man. What's up with you, Al? What you did this weekend?
Man, I took it pretty light. I didn't get into too much. I was actually supposed to go to Atlanta. And I'm going this weekend. I'm taking my nephew up to go see the Nets and the Hawks play. And because KD is my favorite player. So, and my nephew was just like, man, he wanted to kick it. So I was like, yeah, come on, man. You're going to go up to the A. We'll go do that. And I went kind of hard the Thursday night or the Friday night before championship weekend, Saturday. And I was like, bruh. Woke up, I was like, they were like, "We ain't making it. You on the way?" I was like, "Yeah, nah, I ain't be able to make it, man. Y'all boys hold it down." Those not in the know, Savannah to make is about 2 hours, and then Savannah to Atlanta is about 4 hours. So I was like, "Yeah, I ain't gonna make it, man." So I just kind of kicked it around the crib, watched some football. You know, I'm a Canes fan, but I always, you know, I pull for the dogs as well, just being a Georgia born and bred. I hate to see them boys get their brains bust again, but there it was. Always bet on Bama, man. Always bet on Uncle Nick, man. Nick ain't nothing to play with. So I was chill, man. That's why I didn't pull up on the show. I'm glad y'all boys held it down. Oh, and for you all, you know, he mentioned that there on Facebook. It is a podcast now. So they put that show up as a podcast. I actually need to check it out. I didn't check it out myself yet. Yeah, I ended up getting wasted on Saturday. So, yeah, that's why I didn't end up pulling up. I hit Silco like, yeah, nah, bro. I got the troops. Them boys going to pull up.
Yeah, definitely pulled up.
Yeah, I'm going to listen to that tomorrow when I go to work. But, other than that, man, just kind of kicking it, cooling around the house, man. Not getting into too much. Got some exciting things coming up, hopefully, real soon that I want to share with this audience. But I'll make sure everything gets confirmed. But I'll just say this. You might see your boy in Miami quite a bit next season. And if that goes accordingly, yeah, it's up. Y'all going to want to be there. It's going to be a situation that you're going to want to be involved with. Believe that. So I ain't going to reveal the details on that just yet. Just stay tuned. Keep rocking with us. could be an opportunity. And I'm gonna tell you right now, the minute I got the news on Mario, I was all in, like, oh yeah, let me go ahead and start looking at the games I'm going to.
Oh, for sure.
Yeah, that was no question.
I might go to them damn FCF games fucking with Mario.
Well, I'm definitely going to the A&M game.
I honestly, if things go the way it's looking like, I'm going to be at every home game. So we'll see how that plays out. Hopefully it pans out that way. Oh, we got a man, Dave, in the background. Let's go ahead and bring him
on. I'm telling fans now, man, y'all, all the ones who come talk about old Councilman season tickets, like, all right. It's gonna be hard to get them back now.
Damn, so it is.
Play with
it. No doubt. No doubt. All right. Let's bring Dave in with us, man. Hey, Dave. How's it going, man?
David Layton, legend.
Thank you. How y'all?
What's up, Dave? What's up, David?
What's going on?
Drew, what's up? Everything going well?
Yes, sir.
Everything's going good, man.
Exciting times. Did you guys check out the press conference today?
Yeah,
oh, yeah.
What'd y'all think?
Man, I was ready to. I was teaching. I gave my little kids a lesson for about 45 minutes. I was like, here, man, y'all do this. And I was listening to it on my phone. I was about ready to run out that classroom listening to that, man.
He did a good job.
He did a great job. You can tell he was passionate, man, every word, too.
Yeah. What'd you guys like most? What messaging did you like most?
Oh, man.
He basically, you know, that you on family, bringing that you know, basically the old players around the program again, stuff like that, talk about, you know, when you put that you on, it really means something. It ain't just, you know, that was right there. Right there got me, ready to play.
Yep.
We didn't do the proper introduction, man. We got David Lake from Inside the U, guys. Our boy Drew held it down, got him on, man. So, David Late.
Yeah.
Welcome, man.
Happy to be on with you guys. I always like talking Canes.
Give people just a little bit of background for those who may be a little unfamiliar with you. I think most Canes fans are tuned in, but there's always a few lost souls out there.
Yeah. So, I do Inside the U, right, with my guy Chris Stock and Gabby Urrutia works with us, too. And been doing the website since 2007. And just kind of slowly grown it from there. We're with the 24/7 Sports Network. And, we have our podcast, too, Through the Spoke. And just try to have fun, you know. I mean, football's fun, right? So try and provide.
Is it?
I have fun covering it. You know, it's not every day's fun. I mean, certainly this past weekend for me wasn't fun. But, yes, overall it's a fun job. And, you know, Miami's my team. So
it's so funny, David. I was saying on the show, I think 2 weeks ago, because you've been following this from the beginning and everything. Shout out to you and X, man. It's so funny. I was reading the board and listening to your podcast. And, like, you could hear in your voice, like, towards the end of the year, you were just fed up. And I'm like, I've been following David a long time. I've never heard him just – even you could hear it through reading. I was like, this man is fed up.
It's just a lot. You know? And I get it. Like, it's an important time. Everything's intense. You know, tensions are high. And, you know, it literally becomes 18 hours. I'm just staring at my computer, interacting with fans. And when news does come in, I try to pass it along. But it's not like news is happening every second of every day, right? And, but yeah, I mean, it was an intense time. It's also, this was an interesting coaching search too, because there was a lot of misinformation bouncing around out there just because, the way this search was handled and led was not typical, right? It was the president who was running everything. Miami didn't have an athletic director and the board of trustees were cut out of the loop on everything. So it was just the president's people that knew everything. And so the people that were cut out were not happy about that. And they were trying to stir things up and make it look like a mess. I would say I don't think it necessarily was a mess until maybe Saturday-ish after that Pac-12 game, when, in my opinion, they kind of did drag out the Manny Diaz thing a little too long. Right. But leading up to that point, They had their plan. They were executing their plan. And if they do end up landing Dan Radakovich, which at this point I still expect to happen, they went 2 for 2 on their plan. So at the end of the day, right, the ends justified the means, right?
Absolutely. You mentioned that. I think as a fan base in general, and definitely you as a reporter, has shown Manny Diaz a tremendous amount of respect. I really do.
Yeah.
I don't think we picked on him too much publicly. I mean, of course, you got your fans. Yeah, exactly. Results-driven business. And, you know, most people said Manny handled this with a ton of class throughout. And I'm like, well, I mean, he's a paid professional. One way or the other, he's going to make a lot of money to get fired. However, I'm not going to lie. When I didn't even read that whole letter he put out, because the first paragraph to me sounded really, I was like, he sounds really salty. He sounds like he's jilted. And I thought that was actually a little low class of him at that point. What's your two cents on that?
I get where he's coming from, right? And he has real emotions. And, you know, I think if I was in his shoes, I would be salty from the standpoint of, okay, now the school's going to give a ton of resources to the program. Why didn't I get to have those resources, right? So that's where I would think Manny is salty, right? But yeah, I mean, look, anyone who loses a job, I mean, we talk about how this is Mario Cristobal's dream job. This is also Manny Diaz's dream job, right? So anytime anyone loses their dream job, even though it looks like the writing's been on the wall for, you know, however long, it's always a tough deal to handle. Even though, like you're saying, he's a professional, this is part of the business, and he does get a bag to get fired. So
yeah, resources didn't cause you to allow a terrible Florida State team to come back and beat us. You know what I mean? Like, that was my issue with some of the stuff. Right. Is like, man, listen, I rooted for that guy.
We're all Kane fans.
Yep. Not everybody did, though. I'll be honest. When a lot of people heard he was hired as coach, they were like, what? And I was, yeah, X was one of them. I was more like, all right, I see what they're doing. I'm gonna get behind the guy and you know, give him all my support. But the results, like you said, just weren't there. It's results-driven business. And
yeah, the resources, just imagine, if even if they did give him the resources, he was stubborn. You know, he didn't.
I agree.
You know, like, he basically been stubborn by not going to get another defensive coordinator to say, I'm going to call a defense now. That's stubborn. You bring in T-Rob, he coaches a certain way at defensive back, but you don't want him to coach that way because you want him to coach your way. That's stubbornness.
I agree. And look, I'm not saying I would agree with it. I just think that's where probably Manny's coming from, right?
That's just the logical thing. Yeah, I'm going to be mad. Like, oh, so yeah, y'all finna get him money now? And I was just here 3 years and y'all ain't want to, you know, so yeah, that's, I can understand that.
See, but my counter to that is that I feel like Manny had more resources than the last coach. And then coach had more resources than the coach before him, so...
I know Randy Shannon still is salty about how that has been the trend, right? Golden got more than him. Richt got more than Gold. You know, Randy. Yeah. And I think, honestly, Randy has a fair case when it comes to that.
Definitely.
He got a raw deal when it came to resources.
And Randy got nothing. So it was like,
if anybody wanted Randy at the end of the day, I don't think they really, because he was like, basically, we struck out on everybody, so we just picked Randy. So I don't think they necessarily.
No, I don't. I wouldn't say they struck out. I think they was like, hey, okay, we just going to keep coaching. I mean, keep promoting coaches from within. We ain't got to do no real coaching search. We ain't got to pay no extra.
Yeah, true.
You know, so let's just, the players wanted Randy Shannon. Former players wanted Randy Shannon to coach. City wanted Randy Shannon to coach. Oh, he finna bring in all these top recruits from Northwestern, Booker T. They finna have the number one recruiting class. Yeah, we want Randy Shannon. So, that was like a no-brainer, but they just ain't give him enough.
Yeah, I understand where Diaz was coming from. I wouldn't have said that because me personally, I have a hard time feeling bad for a man who's about to get paid $8 million to stop doing his job. I mean, that's, I don't want to say egregious to get. There's levels. I mean, people who has an $8 million, they don't think like maybe the average person does when it comes to money and everything. But if you're paying somebody $8 million, like I said, to not do their job anymore, and he's going to land on his feet. It's not like he won't coach again. You know what I mean? He's going to land on his feet. He's going to get another gig. I see where he's coming from. I definitely wouldn't have put – I mean, that was the first three sentences like Larrion said. I mean,
I think it's like, just man. If we're being honest, though, is he ever going to get a better job than this?
If he earns it. Right. If he earns it.
Possible. He's young, kind of. So in the
he's young.
Maybe he's 10 ranks. He's young, so.
Go back to Temple. There's a job open in there.
Nah, I mean, that question just asked David. I don't think he will find another job as UM. Because as you said, it's his dream job. It's really never a better job than your dream job.
Right. Realization to me.
Yeah. Is where that's coming. Like I don't think
he's even that strong enough to as a recruiter outside of Miami.
He's not that bad as a recruiter. He's not that bad as a recruiter, neither.
Put him in a different environment, though. I don't think he'll get as much recruits as he did as he does in Miami. I think if you put him somewhere else. I think he might have a harder time recruiting because it's not like he was really closing on our top targets. We always had at the end, we always had to settle for like our second tier and third tier targets. He always would end up missing on our top targets at the end. I think if you put him in another environment, I think he'll struggle when it comes to recruiting. Because even at previous stops, when he was a coordinator, he wasn't really known as like a top recruiter as a coordinator.
Yeah, he was leaning on that portal very heavy. Yeah. It got to the point where our best players were our portal players.
Well, as a coach, me and Speeder, we talked about this. As a coach, you looking at what you got to do to keep your job. You know what I'm saying? So if you saying I got to recruit these kids out of high school and wait 2-3 years for them to be ready, I might lose my job instead of I go get a portal kid who's ready now. You see what I'm saying? That's why he was going for the portal. Like, man, look, these kids gonna help me keep my job.
No, it makes sense. Well, let's not beat up on Manny no more. I don't, you know, he's gone. Yeah, man.
Let's look to the future.
Best luck to do. Because I had nothing against the guy.
He really loved Miami. I will say that man loved Miami.
That's all good. I love Miami too, but that don't mean I should be the head coach. if they want to give it to me, I'll take it. Because I realize the key to coaching, head coaching is hire everybody around you that's a lot smarter than you. Let's move to the future. What excites you the most about this crystal ball hire personally, David?
I mean, recruiting. And I'll say this. I think it's twofold, right? The recruiting's obvious. Everyone knows Mario's a beast recruiter, right? And I keep saying this, but it is true. Like, I feel like we throw that recruiter tag on a lot of coaches when they don't necessarily deserve it, but he's a guy where it's real, right? And I think we're going to see that honestly this weekend, their first official visit weekend. So that excites me, and then also too, and this isn't necessarily a trait or something like that with Mario. It's just that the school is finally giving him resources, right? They're finally giving him the money to go get a really good staff. I don't think like for instance, let's say Lane Kiffin, right? I don't think Miami was ever really interested in a Lane Kiffin, but I'm not convinced if they brought in Lane Kiffin, let's say they were interested in him, I'm not convinced they would have given him the amount of resources that they are giving Mario, right? And to me, that comes back to that Columbus connection, you know, the big money coming in to bring home Mario. So I'm excited that Miami as a program is finally ready to do big boy stuff, right? And also, too, they're giving Mario the resources. And from Mario's side, he's going to hold them accountable. So if they get weird and start pulling some of these resources off the table, it's going to be a bloodbath. So I like both sides, that they're going to give him resources and he's going to hold them accountable to continue to give him what he feels like he needs to win.
And speaking of recruiting, there was a report out that he was he's at Miami Central tonight.
Yeah, I saw that.
They say he didn't even take the suit off or anything, so he's hitting the ground running. That's what we need.
Telling you, he's a beast. X knows, I'm sure.
Yeah. Reputation speaks for itself. I mean, he built that reputation at Alabama, especially when he, you know, I mean, I'll tell you what, when Mario went to Alabama, I was hating that guy. I was like, oh, get him out of our back. Y'all, he taking everybody to Tuscaloosa. So if you're a person, I followed recruiting really heavily for a while. And then as a Miami fan, it got so heartbreaking. I had to let it go. I was like, bro, I'm so sick of these kids being right there. And I really do honestly believe that's what the difference Mario will be, is these kids that really were genuinely interested were like, yeah, but I can't quite go there, man. I don't trust the staff. I don't.
Right.
I think that's the difference he's going to make. Yeah. And speaking of, do you? All right, we're what, like 62 or something like right now? I don't know the numbers.
Exactly. Yeah, we're like 50, 55 or 56, something like that.
Somewhere 56. Terrible.
Somewhere god awful. And I would call this.
That was like unacceptable, even, my bad, Larry, but before you asked him that, Lake, when you said it was, that's terrible, you think with even Diaz wanting to work the transfer portal, you still think that was just egregious?
Yes. So to me, it's a balance. I don't want to reach for high school kids that aren't good enough to be at UM. Does that make sense?
Absolutely.
So don't reach just to get your ranking up into the like high 30s or low 20s. Don't do that. I would rather you go to the portal than do that. So that's where I fall on that. But go ahead.
Oh, no. So, yeah, my question actually was, and you know, I try. It feels very weird for me to be like super optimistic. It's funny. One of my boys, he listens to the show all the time. Yeah. My boy Will, shout out Will. He'll definitely hear this. He actually just called me. I had to hang up on him. I honestly think that this class, as poor as it is, and maybe I'm just jumping the gun, but all these kids with the eyeball tweets, you know, some of these top recruit kids that decommitted. What do you think the ceiling for this class could be in such a short window? I mean, we don't have a lot of time. It's hard to make a lot of moves here.
We got to February. I mean, I keep telling people we got to February.
Yeah, no, I'm counting February as a short time. Yeah.
Right. And I think that's where like these Oregon decommits come in play. I don't know if they have open visits or not. I honestly don't know. I'm just learning about these new Oregon decommits. But if you can get them to visit, you know, sign in February and maybe visit in January, maybe you're in the ballgame with them, right? I think, though, obviously, I mean, we all kind of know this by now. They're in the game for Nigelie Kelly now, more so. I mean, they were kind of already in the game, but I feel like now they have a legit chance to get him.
I told people I don't think Nigelie Kelly, he was one of the kids I felt like wasn't going to leave. He didn't want to leave home.
Right.
But you know, you watching a team that's not performing the way you would like them perform.
Right.
It's hard to say, yeah, let me go waste my 3-4 years there, and they not really doing what they say they gonna do when they coming to visit me. So,
right.
It's him. It's a couple other ones with
Samar Stewart.
He's on his way to Little's house now. Matter of fact,
no. They on the way to Nigelie Kelly house. I think Earl Little probably will be tomorrow.
Okay, so Manny Navarro tweeted 30 minutes ago.
Yeah, nah, they on the way to Nigelie Kelly tonight. Earl Little was probably tomorrow.
I think the Earl Little visit was a school visit. I don't think it was an in-home.
But do you think even with somebody like Earl, do you think it's too late? Because we don't have our coaches set, but do you think it really matters at this point, knowing that he's going to hire somebody?
I don't think Earl wanted to play for Manny.
Correct.
It's a relationship thing. Earl the dad, Earl the son, they both have a relationship with Mario.
He took an official out there too, didn't he?
Yes.
Yeah.
A couple of official and unofficial. So yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, they're in the game with those guys you're mentioning. Shamar, you mentioned too. So yeah, I mean, look, are they gonna jump into the top 20? I don't know, right? I don't know about that, but it will certainly be better than it was going to be. And then, And then again, you go into the portal. So, and I think honestly, they're going to attract better portal talent than they previously would have as well. I've already some names. I don't really want to throw them out there yet, right? But some names have been floated by me, and it's like, whoa, okay, of guys who are interested because Mario's here.
Hey, he's that guy. Yeah, I'm a dreamer, man. I got us in the. I'm going for the gusto, man. I've just been on the roll lately. I got us top 20 now. I just feel like he's going to be able to pull in some guys. If you listen, I do the roll up and with Silk and CJ. Shout out to them guys. And if you listen to me throughout this whole process, I first started off saying, all right, who y'all want to coach? And don't tell me Mario Cristobal. So my original stance was throw that out the window, give me some other names, and let's see what we can get. And by the end of this, probably a week ago, 2 weeks ago, I was finally like, we're getting Mario Cristobal. I just believe it in my spirit. This is what's going to happen. So now I'm all in on the top 20 class, which would be amazing. It's already been, it's been insanity. Off. Right. Yeah. Put everybody on notice.
I think we could get a top 20 class. Like I say, February, I think it could even go down to 15. Because you still have some late signees who say they'll sign late in February. Right. So it's like 10 kids who we could go after that could sign in February that could push us up to top 15.
Yeah.
So, I saw he's going to Texas tomorrow, and I probably talked to some of those like two offensive linemen, try to see what happens there, where he can shape.
You talk about the Kevin Banks, something like
Kevin
that.
Kevin Banks and
Cameron Williams.
Cameron Williams, right?
Yeah.
So about Cameron Williams, what was wrong with his visit? Because he already visited, and then like right afterwards, he like said he's not going to Miami.
I don't know. All I know is what through my guy Gabby, he told me he just seemed like he didn't. He talked to him after the visit, and Cam just wasn't feeling it. I don't know. I don't know exactly what it was, but just wasn't feeling it.
I feel like the linebacker from Arizona felt the same way. I think it's Arizona.
We're talking about Devon Johnson.
Devon Jackson. Mm-hmm. Right, he was kind of the same way. Maybe he just felt like Miami wasn't a fit, or he didn't catch the Miami vibes, or felt like he.
Yeah, I got that same sense too.
Yeah,
but he is intriguing to me. If he's a guy they can pull, I'd make a strong push.
I think with a lot of them kids, like Devon Johnson, I think Jackson, his thing was, you know, when he did come, I don't think they showed the interest that he thought that they will as a staff. Like they didn't make it a priority.
Now, he said Packy didn't hear from Packy for like 2 weeks.
Yeah, they didn't make it a priority.
Yo, like I said, man, he's
crazy, crazy stuff going like. On, man.
Hey, X said he's still trying to figure out what Packy looked like, man.
Yeah, I don't know what Packy.
That was classic. But have you got a chance to meet or talk to Mario?
It was just very. In passing today.
Right,
like,
I got you.
There was there was 100 reporters there who are just pulling them in different directions. And not really. I did shake hands with Alex Mirabal, who was there, who's going to be, the new offensive line coach. I'm sure in the future, maybe signing day press conference would be a better setting.
Let me ask you one last question from me.
Sure.
X, were you at the press conference?
Yeah.
Okay, so I don't know what previous coaches' press conference you've been to. What was the vibe different than when?
I mean, I've been to Rick Diaz and
All right, so Rick Diaz and Mario, and maybe Lake, you were at Shannon.
I've been at Golden. I was at Randy, Golden. And then all the other ones too. All
right, so what was the vibe different? I just want to get a feel for the environment.
I think the vibe, when we got Mark Rick, the vibe was very high. It was a lot of energy there because everybody knew got a coach who could actually coach. This vibe, it was a lot higher because now it's like they finally got something right. Oh, well, they finally did something right. And when they got the coach who we need to get back to where we want to be, and you can see everybody is excited. Everybody's excited. Nobody's really looking around or even speaking about. Let's try to see if this guy could really coach or not. They just saying we got the right guy who knows what it was like to win on the field. He knows what it like to be a coach on the sideline. Then he come from another winning program at Alabama. So everybody was just happy. Like, it was just no bad negativity going around. You seen a couple of players out there smiling, happy, laughing. So it was just a great.
Golden told me on his press conference, Golden was kind of like a salesman too. He just knows how to speak. He's a good, real good public speaker. So I got kind of sold on Golden when he spoke. Sure. But Mario's is so much different though. Because, like we said, the Alabama.
Mario is one of them coaches who controls the room when he walks.
Right, I was gonna say his presence and his demeanor. It's like he controls. Like he can control the room, things like that. So that's what I wanted to ask. How's the environment
there? Yeah, it was just. I mean, in general, right? Introductory press conferences are gonna be good vibes, right? Everyone's excited. The coach is very excited. One notable thing to me. I mean, the Mark Richt one was pretty big as well in terms of, like, attendance, amount of people in the room. I felt like today's was even more than that, though. I mean, I just think a lot of excitement per usual. You're right. I mean, the Al Golden one, you know, he definitely sold everyone.
Oh, yeah, I was in. Yeah, I ain't win no tie, but I was like, all right, I think we got a guy.
We all thought that.
I mean, good, great presentation. He reminds me of Manny so much. A guy that at the end of the day, I know I'd like him. Like, if I got an opportunity to sit down and
Al's, you know, not a bad guy,
have a couple of beers or whatever, I know I would like these guys. That's not in question at all. I got one last question for you, man. We're gonna let you get up out of here. Sure. We don't have the AD just yet,
and
I think for the average fan, you know, we don't know ADs, right?
Neither do I, really.
Right. Yeah, we don't. But you probably have a little more insight on this. I'm going to ask you, what is the importance of a good AD? What makes the difference in, like, you know, Blake James took his knocks. He's definitely known as a great fundraiser. Definitely did his best to bring finances into, you know, a lot of mediocre programs. But... largely kind of regarded as a mediocre AD at the end of the day.
Yeah, I mean, to me, like, look, the expectation last I've heard is Mario and Dan Radakovich are going to meet, and if all goes well, which I don't see why it wouldn't, he'll be the next AD, right? Maybe Wednesday, Thursday, Friday. So Dan Radakovich specifically... has a track record of building a ton of buildings at Clemson. You know, everyone knows about their football only building facility, which is, you know, $40 million, I think, something like that. He's built other buildings for Clemson as well. He also, I read a stat about him. I think when he took over in 2012, their athletic revenue was like $60 million a year, and by 2018 or so, 2019, it had doubled to like $125 million per year.
I saw that same stat.
He's just a good businessman, is what I'm saying. And I think, like, my issue with Blake, and I know he gets the good fundraiser tag, I honestly don't see evidence of it. I mean, people say that about him. I think, like, Mark Richt, in my opinion, got that IPF built. So I would credit him for that rather than Blake James. To me, the issue with Blake James is he never pushed boundaries. He never asked for more, from whether that be the administration, I need more resources from the university, or whether that be from boosters, I need more money from my deep pockets. He just kind of always assumed the answers would be no. And I think a guy like Dan Radakovich pushes boundaries and asks for things and makes you tell him no. So, you know, I think Dan would, and I agree, like, honestly, I don't know really what ADs do from day to day. But he does have a track record of building buildings. And I do know at the president's level, right, their vision for football is for it to be run like a big business. They want it to be a self-sustaining business that in time will generate big money for the whole university. Similar to what they've done with UHealth, right? When UHealth started, I don't know what, 2009 or something, it was losing money. But now it's grown into this business that generates $500 million a year, right? Football is never going to generate that type of money. But if you are running a football program properly and it is winning, it will make your entire university money. So that's why they're investing a ton of money here on the front end, because they hope on the back end it'll make money for the university.
No doubt. I got I gotta ask you this before we let you go.
Sure.
What's up with your Twitter, bro? I was like, that can't be his real Twitter. That's and then me. I see people follow you. I was like, first off, I mean, you're still a young man, but I was like, this picture looks like it's probably years old.
Oh, well, longer. That's probably 13 years old, 14
Larry
years
on,
old.
I thought the same.
I didn't think it was him. That's why I didn't reach out to him.
I think there's a number. No, it's Lake and then a 3, and usually yeah. David Lake 3. Fake pages, and I'm like, is this David or what?
That's me. Yeah, so I don't know, man. I'm not a social media guy in terms of like posting, right? I consume it.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know. I don't have the urge to like constantly throw my opinions out there. And I mean, people have fun with it. I love that. It is fun, right? For me, my posting and interacting happens on the message board. So gotcha. That's where I devote that energy to. And, my Twitter, I just use it to consume.
That's so funny because I was like, this can't be his. The last the last post was like 1,000 days old or something. and it said like, hey, you don't have permission to use this picture, please take it down. I was like, yo, I don't think this is real Twitter.
I don't even remember what that picture was.
That's all your last like 4 tweets are. Is like you going to people being like, "Yo, you can't use my pictures. Take my picture down." So I didn't think that was actually you.
Really great. All jokes aside, man, great job, great work with the whole.
Thank you.
And you, I'm a 247 subscriber. I love my Canes.
Hey, David, I got a question. You know, just a question I wanted to ask a lot of the reporters. How do you feel about the conversation about the new stadium?
Great question, Ed.
Yeah,
that's what I wanted to ask too. Like, how do you feel about the whole situation in the stadium?
I guess that's my fault, right? Because I kind of put that out there. Here's where I stand on it. I like the vision. I like that it's an idea and a conversation, and that it is something being explored. Now we can get in the weeds and shoot it down in terms of should you be, messing with public school properties and doing it there. Yeah, I mean, that to me, that's a different conversation than the big picture vision of can we get this done? So I'm all for can we get this done? So I'm more interested in that conversation right now. And if they have a plan and show, let's see some renderings. What do you guys envision this stadium to look like? Those kind of things. And then find a site, right? Wherever that might be. Does Coral Gables High School make sense? I don't know. I mean, I think that's a hard sell, honestly. Obviously, I mean, everyone does. But I like the vision of trying to get that done. That being said, I also don't have an issue with Hard Rock Stadium. So
yeah.
I don't know. But I do like
the idea. Say Marlins Park. I think that's the perfect place.
Look, I told everybody, I say, well, why wouldn't he just invest that money into buying the Marlins Park Stadium again? You know,
get them out of Miami.
Yeah, all you gotta do is just
what about the country club next to the airport?
No, bro. Listen, I just gave you the answer. Listen, listen to me. There's not a discussion. Listen, listen, listen. We're not having this discussion.
But you're saying
the answer is kick the Marlins out of Miami. Most people that live in Miami are Yankees fans or Rays fans and Red Sox fans. They don't care about the Marlins. Send the Marlins out to Las Vegas. All right, with the Raiders and re-erect the Orange Bowl, bro. Like. Yeah, let's just.
I was gonna say you're not like suggesting playing in that stadium, right?
No.
The last time we did that,
Didn't go well.
Oh yeah, no.
Didn't go well.
By you beating my.
Basically, revamp the whole stadium or just buy it and tear it down and build over.
That's it. Yeah, re-erect new Orange Bowl.
The truth. I think the true logical answer would be Tropical Park.
I agree.
I don't think. The building that Cargill was high, I just don't see them building a stadium in Cargill. You know,
It's tough.
David, we go
it
down.
Ain't gonna work.
We go down there for practice in the morning every morning, and it's traffic, and it's almost crazy getting down there for traffic for practice.
Correct.
So just imagine a game on a Saturday, trying to get to the stadium. It's just gonna be chaos, man. I don't think the people down there want a stadium, so. Like you said, I'm fine with Hard Rock, but if you're going to have that conversation, I think it should be held at Tropical Park. Like, that's the first place.
I think that's an easier sell, right? Tropical
Park. Yeah, you got all the space you need right there. I mean, it's I guess they're saying they don't want it to be too far from the campus, but it's not even that far.
Probably not that far, though, you know?
Yeah.
It's really not. So, you know, again – I like that Miami now is thinking big as a program, right? No more loser mentality. No more we can't get things done. Let's try to get things done. Right. So I like that conversation.
All this just seems overnight, man. Stuff is still hard to grasp because what we've been so accustomed to. Everything just seems like overnight. It's crazy to grasp.
It ain't overnight.
I still can't believe it. I still can't believe they've hired Mario for $8 million a year. They're supposedly going to give him the biggest coaching pool, assistant pool in the ACC, which would be $8 million plus. You know, they're going to pour $20 to $30 million in resources. I mean, I'm here for it.
Manny, how much $8 million buyout?
Yeah.
$8 and $9 for Mario.
Yeah. So they're telling us they're serious, which.
Oh, yeah.
Is the school paying for the buyouts or the boosters?
I don't know that.
We don't know, yeah.
Doesn't matter.
I don't think, know that yet.
I would think the boosters, honestly.
They got it done.
I don't care. Right. I'm not watching their money. I don't care who did it.
Yeah, we're playing with Monopoly money now.
I tell you what, man, we really do appreciate you stopping by, hanging out with us, man. Absolutely welcome anytime.
Salute, David. Great job, man.
Thanks for having me on, guys.
Oh, big fan. I tell people all the time, I only take my news from X, David Lake and Gabby, obviously.
And Streeter, them four. Anybody else?
And Navarro. We just had Navarro on the roll up, man. Y'all are my guys. I really do appreciate the job you do. I think you do it with great integrity.
Keep it honest.
Yeah, I really do.
Real honest, Lake. I was feeling your pain. I'm telling you, man. A couple weeks ago, I was like, I've never seen David talk like this. I feel it. He's just like David. Almost wanted to curse. Be like, I'm freaking fed up, man. Everybody got to go.
I've also never heard David Lake curse. That I got to have. I was trying to get him on this show. I was hoping we could get him.
Hey, listen. At the games at practice, man, David Lake is probably the most coolest, smoothest person of everybody else. It's like he just be chilling, and he always gets the news, the information. Everybody else be like scrambling around like ants trying to figure out what's going on, and you just see David like just chilling there, standing there.
Like, I already got it.
Thanks again, man. We appreciate your time, man.
Appreciate you guys.
All right, man.
Appreciate you, David. You have a good night.
You too. Thank you so much.
All right, brother.
Shout out to Drew getting our man David Lake for him, man. Great interview.
That was dope, man. Shout out to him. All right, let's do a quick little break here, man. I'm going to stretch for a second. Refill my drink.
Yeah, guys. David is cool, man. David be goddamn vibing all the time.
I was going to try to give him the curse, dog. I was like,
don't
I
even
get
seem David like he could yell, to be real.
Nah, yeah.
Yeah, it'd probably be awkward.
They talk like a pimp. Yeah. Look here, baby. You're going to get my motherfucking money or you're going to get your head bust.
Right.
That's up to you. The decision is yours. So, yeah, we want to thank David Lake for kicking it with us. Great guest. Guy we definitely like to have on in the future. You check out his work over at, Inside the U, over at 247, man. Check him out. Great work him and Gabby do over there. They got a great podcast I listen to all the time as well. Through the Smoke, guys do a tremendous job of keeping their finger on the pulse of things. And keeping us informed as a fan base. So, once again, appreciate him coming on. So, we'll shift gears just a little bit. Get into, it's kind of odd. We got into the show. Dave hopped on with us. We honestly didn't even really, we didn't really get into the fact that Mario is officially been named at this point. And I think about it, we kind of just started rambling off like everybody already knew. So, yeah, that did happen. I'm sure all y'all know that now, so that's not a mystery anymore at this point. So I guess we'll get into a little bit of recruiting and what Mario's going to bring to the forefront as a recruiter. He's always been regarded as one of the best recruiters out there, period. Like we mentioned earlier with David, that he's already at Miami Central, never took the suit off, got right out to there. You could tell at that press conference, man, that he was just chomping at the bit. He's just ready to go. He's ready to roll. He's passionate about, I can fix this, man. Y'all just got to let me go. Just take the shackles off and let me ride, and I can show y'all what I can do. So, I personally anticipate a big shift in the type of recruits we'll get. The big fish that Manny thought he would get through winning and didn't, because quite frankly the product didn't match what he sold. I think that's the shift that's coming right now, and we're gonna see a vast improvement, I think even in this cycle, and I definitely expect big things next year for sure. We'll get into a little bit of we got a couple of visitors this weekend, correct?
Yes. We got a couple of visitors. So far, only two confirmed for this weekend so far, but I have more about that probably by Thursday.
Who are the two we got this week?
We got running back from San Diego named Javonte Barnes and Najee Kelly.
Vegas.
No doubt.
Then Najee Kelly. So that list probably a B10, maybe 10, maybe more. Because things are moving kind of fast too.
And so, y'all make sure y'all stay in tune. If you're not following X, what's the account? Is it Footballville?
Both Footballville, Caneville.
Caneville, okay. I think I follow both. I don't even remember, bro. I know. I always make sure I got a Hurricanes news list. So anybody that follows me on Twitter is at Larion, LARION. I got that list. Y'all can check that. That keeps me pretty abreast of all of the information going out there. So I know one of those on there. X will definitely keep you updated on all information. And to be frank with you, they usually break info first. They definitely been on a hot streak lately, so salute to that. Like, man's been getting it out just a few hours before everybody else. It's called being brazen.
They had that out weeks. The Chris had that out weeks before anybody else was even thinking about it.
You know what? I was going to ask David this, and I forgot. But we got X here, and since kind of a little bit of sidebar, but in the same vein, is there a piece of information now that you can share now that you couldn't share 2 weeks ago? Or you still got to keep that to the
Vets? He's hired now, so.
That's a good question.
I don't know. What I would say is the interest of them bringing in Mario was, like a month ago. It wasn't out of the blue. Like when they let Blake James go, it was always okay. Well, we're going to get a new AD to bring in a new coach. Mario was the obvious choice. You know what I'm saying? So basically, just let Mario finish his season off before the news started getting out there that UMA is seriously going after Mario. You know what I'm saying? So. That's about it. Other than that, the way that they handled the whole situation between him and Diaz, it's a business, man. It's a business. You know what I'm saying? When you're on the outside looking in, you never really understand what's really going on. You know, so it's a business. You know, I'm not mad at how they handled it. I'm not happy because it ain't me, for one. You know what I'm saying? But it is a business. So that's the only other thing I could say about that.
Manny is getting paid, like I said earlier, he's getting paid $8 million to go through what he had to go through. So I'm not going to feel sorry for the man.
I'll say it straight up and down. Fuck it, because that's what we do here. He went out like a bitch. I don't like how he went out. I'll be 100% honest with it. I thought
Everybody kept trying to tag me for his I guess his note. You know, I definitely right. read that, but
there, bruh, it was too long.
Yeah, by the way, I guess he went out like he, maybe he need to go talk to his dad. You know what I'm saying? And his dad and Epstein and say, hey, why was y'all doing that? Like y'all could have just let them handle that situation. Like, you know, it's really y'all to blame that's why I went out like that. So
right. And to start the note like he did, like Larry said, the note was way too long. But we're not here bashing the man. But to start the note like he did, for somebody who say he loves the university this much, gives his blood, sweat, and tears, Manny has to know, like, this happened because of things you did at the university. You can't lose the FIU, Louisiana Tech. You can't lose to a down-back Florida State team and not expect a program to make changes. I don't understand that. But that's where it goes to. The job was too big for him.
Well, that's the thing. And you know, like I said, we ain't going to totally rehash that. We'll get out of here. But, yeah, you know, I think he handled it with the utmost class. I still think he's a nice guy, a guy with light. But I tell my homeboy, listen, even the realest of the real make bitch moves. Yeah, that was a bitch move. It really was. Yeah. He took the time to take parting shots. Oh, woe is me. Oh, you know, the media pundits got out there. And, I tweeted that yesterday. I never been one to really buy into too much of the whole they hate Miami shit. But I got to admit that I saw how this situation was handled versus other people. And they didn't handle Lincoln Riley like this. Lincoln Riley got up there and said, oh, I'm not taking the LSU job. Oh, but I'm taking the USC job. He didn't say that. You know, where's the people dragging Brian Kelly for up jumping and boogieing over to LSU?
Brian Kelly coaches found out while they're out on recruiting visits, they found out through the media.
Right.
At least Manny pulled our coaches off the road.
No outcry, right. But the media loves Notre Dame.
It's a business. So I have those assistants are being paid out as well. Those guys will all be compensated. So,
man, it's Miami. If you are a media outlet, all you got to do is say something about Miami, and guess what?
Everybody's looking at it. Because I tell you right now, I ain't having it. Like, I just ain't having it, bro. Like, you start taking shots at Miami, and I'm going to have a problem with it when I know you're not keeping the same energy for everybody else.
Yeah, like the lady. I don't know if y'all read that. I guess it's a lady that worked for ESPN.
She a Gator though. She a
yeah. Like that was when I read it, I was like, this kind of sound personal. Like she,
She a Florida grad, though.
Yeah, she kind of went. It sounded personal to me from where I read it. And then I'm like, oh, this, you really basically talking about Miami because you maybe didn't come here or something? I don't know.
Well, yeah, this is the thing, too. Remember, this is all about narratives. The media is spinning this narrative. Oh, he was treated so poorly. But think about this. That was only because, I forget which one of y'all mentioned it, that's because people on the BOT was leaking this type of information. There was no one official was going out saying, hey, we're looking at Mario Cristobal, and if we get Mario Cristobal, then Manny's out of here. No one of any official voice said that. Nobody.
The house divided, man.
Nobody who really. So that would be Miami doing Manny wrong. That would be
David. David Lake just came on the show and said the president was the one running the show. Like,
exactly.
So he wasn't giving no information to the board of trustees. Y'all is just there, but he's running all the shots.
And they went out, and the people whose feelings were hurt because they were getting pushed out of situations took the time to leak this type of information and say, hey, basically, they going for Mario, and that ain't right to Manny. And, yo, bro, what are y'all talking about? That's the business. What are you – what? As a coach?
And I don't even know if you guys watched the press conference, but, like, at the beginning of the press conference, it kind of felt like when the other guys were talking, kind of felt like it was pretty much saying, like, everybody in this building need to get with it or get gone. He was like, you know, we're family and we got to do this as one. And the ones that's trying to separate or, you know, they need to get on the team. So,
there's new money getting injected. So, yeah, a lot of them,
A lot of people don't like that. I was listening to Keyshawn and Jay Will's show earlier today. Keyshawn Johnson's blasting Miami. Oh, we're handling Diaz wrong. And Jason Williams, respect to Jason Williams, he was like, man, this is big boy business. He was like, this is what happens in major companies.
Every day. This is leaked information,
like,
though.
Right. Keyshawn was like, Jay, you're not hearing me. And Jay was like, I am hearing you, but this is big boy business. I mean.
And again, who told them
right?
We were shopping for Mario? Julio Frank?
Nope.
The search firm? Nope.
We don't have an AD, so the AD didn't.
Didn't do it, right? So who? You're only going on hearsay, right? The hearsay gets out, it leaks out. Oh, they're trying to get Mario. Mario denied it, right? Mario said, "Hey, I ain't looked at no paperwork."
Yeah, man, I'm just got from a bowl game where I'm about to go on a recruiting trail and
everybody go, "Oh, why he's still working? Cause he still got a job.
He's still getting paid to do his job."
I got word that a lot of information was coming from them two people I mentioned earlier.
Yeah, Epstein. Yeah, Epstein. Definitely, his name was out there. And Senior. So, yeah, and then that's why, you know. And again, I'm gonna get out of here. We'll leave this alone. We're gonna get on out of here. But yeah, it was politicking on the way out too. It's like, bro, you're still selling, you know, you instead of just saying, hey, I appreciate the opportunity. I wish I was able to do better by you all, but didn't quite work out. Godspeed, be blessed.
But that goes to the stubbornness.
Mm-hmm.
Admitting when you're wrong, when you did wrong,
he goes to he don't hold himself accountable
right,
for me,
man. Like right. That's all I saw. That's all I saw.
I approve myself of being mediocre, so should you.
Yo. Right? Yeah.
Right.
Who's the VC? Oh, that was me. Oh yeah.
No, we shouldn't. You're mediocre. You gotta go. You know what I'm saying?
That ain't a resource.
Manny Diaz fired himself.
He did. So yeah. Anyways, off of that. We will say this, or I will say this. Today was the official announcement as we record this. So this is Tuesday, December 7th. And one of the things we saw that, like, ignited all over college football was players that were either committed to Oregon or looking at Oregon or looking at Miami definitely paid attention. This was a huge splash hire. Don't let no Gator know or anybody else out there hating tell you different. These kids care. They paying attention, and they are interested.
Hey, listen. the two schools you just called, they don't even matter. Like you got you got schools in the SEC saying, yeah, boy, Miami made a big move. That was the right move.
Exactly.
They're making big moves. Like they playing big boy, they playing big boy stuff now. And
the people scared, bro. Yeah,
anybody who think the hire is bad, they keep bringing up
FIU was garbage when he took over.
FIU had FIU was winless when he took over.
Okay, let me give you a few things about FIU from Mario himself. They didn't even have a weight room.
Yeah.
He said the players were working out. They were working out on Bowflex. Okay? This is the type of program they were running at the time. He helped get that program turned around. What does that tell you about that man? He a bulldog, cuz. He going to lock down, and he going to make it shake regardless. So don't let any of them people out there try to convince you, oh, his overall record 62-60. Bro, he took over a absolute. They say we a dumpster fire. I never heard of a D1 program without a weight room. Never heard of it. I was like, man, cut this shit.
It's hard down there because that school don't care about football. And FIU,
I mean, fair enough. But still.
When they say you will don't care about them, that school don't care. Not a soul about sports. I'm say full sports.
Any sports, right?
So, like I say, man, the schools that matter know, yeah, you just made a big splash, man, because it's going for one recruit. It's going to start getting a lot harder to pluck the kids when you got such a great recruiter like Mario. For and two,
with the resources we giving them,
yeah, he's 35-13 at Oregon Power Five. I don't count his FIU record. Like who does that? Like who counts his FIU record? Like he's 35-13 at a Power Five school. He's been to the Pac-12 championship what 3 years in a row now, right?
3 years in a row. Yeah, got a Rose Bowl win.
He's won it what twice or?
He's won it twice. He's won it twice. Got a Rose Bowl win.
That's not a splash hire.
And Oregon's never had a top 20 class. When he got there, he's had two top 10 finishes and a top 20. Three top 10 finishes and a top 20 finish. Man, it's an elite hire, man.
I just want to bring up another thing too with Mario. In the last three years at Oregon, just the last 3 years, he had four kids drafted in 2019. He had four kids drafted in 2020, and he had five kids drafted in 2021. All of them he recruited. So not only is he getting the kids, but he's also developing them and getting them to lead.
And he had a top five pick in the O-lineman, which he bringing that O-lineman coach over with him.
Yep, and then he had a top ten pick at quarterback too.
And he's going to have another top five pick next year with the DN.
Yeah.
Just to give a little perspective on the FIU deal, this is how poor it was. When he showed up, there was no weight room, no meeting rooms, and no film set up. Players were working out on Bowflex machines in a makeshift room. Players usually had to sit on the floor of a coach's office for position meetings. All right, this is what he came into FIU. Y'all want to add that? That's how I know y'all scared. I know y'all scared. Because guess what? He still got that flipped around. All them little groups I'm in. And that's why I ain't busy even responding to y'all. Well, I know when somebody's scared. You ever watch people get ready to fight, right? And if y'all ever seen people get ready to scrap, that dude that be doing all the ya-da-da-da-da, ya-ya-ya, you don't want none of this. Well, you better not come over here. That man's scared, man. He hoping you don't walk over there because he don't want to have to actually prove
it. Yeah, them shirts come off, he start folding.
It's like, oh, man, I was trying to talk my way out of this fight. So that's all them people doing. We made a tremendous hire there.
Don't let us get this OC. My gosh. Man.
It don't even matter if we get that one. We're going to get a dope one.
Yeah, not right. Just the OC. I think the whole staff is going to be crazy.
I mean, it's going to be big money in the building.
Yeah.
top 10. And for those who don't know, yeah, let's inform the people of that. We will be, I've heard top 5, but definitely top 10 as far as staffs, as far as payroll. That's the difference between being in the hunt and being a joke. You know, it costs to be the boss nowadays. The old days when Miami could do it for the cheap, they finally come to realize, yo, that's just not going to happen no more. You want to compete, you got to spend some money. We are in the spend money era. It's no more questions. We spent $17 million on buyouts, all right? $17 million to
just
get
buyouts.
Just buyouts to get a coach and get rid of a coach. And actually, that doesn't include the Diaz assistants. So it's probably closer to $21 million by the time you finish paying those
guys. And I highly doubt we're going to drag out these buyouts over time either. I think we're just going
to
pay them.
Nah, they're going to get them boys a check and tell them the game will be blessed.
I don't think it goes that far to 21 because remember Lashley left.
Yeah,
he's probably going to end up taking Coach Justice with him.
Oh yeah, Diaz was a DC.
Diaz was a DC.
Diaz was DC.
So
and T-Rob is probably going to stick around.
Who knows what Packer was getting paid? I don't even know if they was paying him. That's probably why he's defeating.
He ought to pay them. He ought to pay us.
Yeah.
Hell yeah. He definitely shouldn't ask for nothing. He should just walk out the back and hope nobody don't even know he was there.
Right.
But anyways, yeah. So in crystal ball, just know it was a great hire. The kids are interested, and he's going to develop this roster. He's going to develop what we do have. He's going to maximize the talent, and he's going to stack talent.
Do we win the Coastal next year?
I see no reason why not.
Mario was looking like he was trying to fight back tears. He was so happy to be home today, man.
I almost fought back tears, boy.
Man,
I ain't lying.
Shit, I ain't felt this happy.
I'm tears.
Shit, Manny felt back tears when he hit sin.
Dog, he ain't fought no tears back. He let him ride.
The comment he mentioned about TBD, that was interesting.
What'd he say? He's the best quarterback in the country.
Yeah, that was.
I don't see no lies.
Ain't no problem with that. Put it this way: Who's competing with him next year? Bryce Young. Anybody else?
That's it.
The list is short. I mean, anybody else?
Very short.
That we know of next year.
So I guess we expect him and Bryce Young to be the two.
Stroud.
One in Stroud.
You could put in there. We'll put let's say all three of them. None of them the pro style guy that Van Dyke is.
Yeah, because Van Dyke can take snaps on the center.
I also think he was selling.
And he's more traditional 6'5", 6'4".
He's a specimen.
And he was selling the next offensive coordinator like, hey,
hell yeah, you know what he's doing.
The best quarterbacks, man.
He know what he's doing.
Hey, what do you guys think about what Justice did with Maribol?
That was respect.
That was
definitely love.
Oh, Justice is a stand-up guy. I think he's a good coach. I think he's definitely gonna land on his feet if he doesn't end up at SMU. He's a guy that I think. I don't think you'll see him sink further out of Power Five. I think if he don't go with Rhett. I think he honestly has a good shot at landing a job at Virginia Tech, something like that. Yeah, I honestly think
it's a lot of jobs open. Duke, Virginia, mm-hmm. Tech.
Yeah, hold up. We're talking at the same time. What up?
I think Virginia just got the FSU linebacker coach Marv.
Yeah, I think he's the DC now, y'all.
Okay, so yeah, man, it's a lot of jobs
open. It's a lot of jobs open, and I think he done enough to cement himself another opportunity. I think he's a stand-up guy. I think he's a guy that develops pretty well, coaches well. I really think our biggest lack in the running game wasn't a lack of coaching. I think it was a lack of talent there. Guys that need to step up to the next level.
Right, and Drew, go ahead and tell the folks if they haven't heard what Justice did with
So before Maribol came down, he set up like Zoom meetings and like individual meetings with the players, and they both pretty much like had meetings with players together, like introducing the players to Maribol and like going over film with Maribol of like each player, So yeah, and then I guess
I've never heard that before.
And I guess Justice is going to be coaching the team through the bowl game too. So yeah, I've never heard that before. I just feel like this changeover is going to be done with a lot of class. Like, I don't know if you guys heard of Cristobal's 10-minute interview, his exit interview at Oregon, which is done by class, and I just think we're going to be rocking, man. I know last week, Measy had said that Manny can't speak Spanish, and I said, man, I don't trust no Hispanics that can't speak Spanish, and Cristobal definitely gave me some hope when he started speaking Spanish during his
Spanish.
Y'all think he did that on purpose?
You know how difficult that is to switch
from
English to Spanish on the fly?
Man, listen, when Warren Sapp tweeted that, like, people took it as a joke. Don't. I be telling people, I say, man, Twitter, social media is so powerful that it gets back to the higher ups. You know what I'm saying? Somehow he seen that tweet and was like, hey, let me tell him I can really speak Spanish.
There ain't no way in hell he started speaking. When I heard him speaking Spanish, I was dying. I was like, he saw them tweets about Diaz couldn't speak Spanish. And what are you going out there speaking Spanish for, man? Talking about Cuban coffee. What he said? 2 hours of sleep and 15 shots of
Cuban coffee.
Yeah, man. But how do y'all feel about the Mirabal hire?
I think
real quick, Mirabal. Mirabal's a 5'2 gangster by all accounts.
Yeah.
Crazy shit. He's regarded as one of the top O-line coaches on the planet. I mean, in college, right? This dude's like five. Literally, they say he like five. And I seen him, and I was like, oh, he really is like 5'2". Like, he's tiny.
Right.
He is a tiny dude, but
he's one of them Cuban assassins when it comes on the recruiting.
He gets results.
Great technician by all understanding. This is a guy that's going to really do a great job. I mean, and look at, they've done a good job at the O-line Oregon, right? So, yeah, great hire.
Top five offense.
Everybody knew he was coming. That wasn't even crazy. He was in the spaces. He was in the Twitter spaces.
Yeah, that was a no brainer.
Yeah, that wasn't no question. That's they call him Pocket Mario.
The best thing about that too is the fact that I'm not gonna say they best friends, but they are, you know, they real good friends. So
I think it's just like the Jimbo.
And guess what? You have an O-line coach in him, and then you have the head coach who played O-line. So they
understand. Didn't they go to high school together?
Yeah, Columbus. Yeah,
they understand what they
did. Didn't they play high school ball together?
Columbus, yeah.
Yeah, they both went to Columbus.
That's a whole Jimbo Fisher and James Coley situation with them too. I also heard we might be getting a wide receiver coach. I think his name Brian.
Yeah, McLean. Yeah.
We'll see. A little more to shake out.
Yeah.
You think Mario's gonna establish a Polynesian connection due to his time on the West Coast?
You say he's gonna establish a what?
If there's anything
Polynesian connection, because he did recruit Salt Lake City.
Oh yeah, anything worth having, he gonna get. Or he gonna get in the, he gonna be in their ear. He's a national recruiter.
Right. Yeah. Definitely.
So yeah, we'll end up with some of them, you know, Tua's and, you know what I mean?
Them Noah.
I would hope we can, but I mean me personally, I just don't see them coming all the way to South Florida.
That, I think you get enough of them.
We'll get a couple of them. Why? Why would I tell you? Trust, yeah.
Yeah. If
you get we're gonna get a D tackle with hair that cover his entire name, bro. Watch what I tell you. You're not even going to see his name on the back of his jersey, cuz he's going to be a monster, bro.
I'll be down for it. I'm down for it.
Yeah, I ain't saying we're going to be littered with him, but we're going to get some here and there.
He can get a linebacker from Alabama to come to Oregon, things like that. I mean, there's no limit. Right. He's the type of head coach. There's no limits recruiting. Like, if I might come get you, no matter where you at. You know what I mean? It's a trust factor too, which is more important than anything. He's trustworthy.
Well, anyways, let's Drew, you want to fill us in on this bum ass basketball team? Get the hell out of here.
Well, they on a two game winning streak right now.
I saw somebody tweet today, Larry.
We're going streaking.
I saw what's the baseball coach name again?
Gino DiMartino or whatever.
Yeah, I saw to somebody today. They said Larrañaga and Gino was in the press conference all laughing and high fiving and stuff. Like they not on their way out too when the new AD comes.
That's funny as hell. They ain't know. Oh, y'all fired too. Oh right. Shit. We just waiting on the AD to fire y'all. Yeah,
they're like that people that be lingering at the party that everybody don't want to be there.
Yeah. Everybody be like, shit, we finna shake the spot. And really, we just waiting on y'all to leave so we can turn it up. Because y'all don't never bring no party favors. But, yeah, what's going on with the team over there, man? What's the latest with the B-ball team? I know who did they beat, first of all? I know they beat Clemson, and who else?
They beat Clemson and Penn State last week. Definitely didn't expect them to beat Clemson, but
yeah, it was a good comeback win.
Yeah, it was a good comeback win. Feel like Larrañaga is not being Larrañaga, and he's actually playing the better players. He's starting to realize who his better players are, so he's getting them on the court more. They got Lipscomb on tomorrow night. Actually,
they got who? Michigan.
Lipscomb.
Oh, I was going to say Michigan. Oh, man.
Michigan's struggling too, though, man.
Hey, man, y'all see that loss by Florida? Already. You know, y'all see
that Florida got spanked. It's just different in basketball.
So, Florida lost to an 0-17.
Florida lost to Texas Southern. So they're the first SEC team to ever lose to a SWAT opponent. And Texas Southern had the third greatest upset victory in college basketball history, considering that
it was 0-7.
They were 0-7, and they had less than 5% chance of winning that game, and they beat Florida by 15.
Hey, big things going on in the Gables, man. For y'all, I'm not arguing with them two broke schools up in North Florida no more.
Yeah, I don't want to hear nothing about us having no money. Yo, we about to get a stadium. Our own shit.
I don't give a fuck about no stadium. I don't give a fuck.
Nobody paying attention to that school in Leon County, man.
Yeah, man. Fuck that. We don't argue with peasants.
Boys, broke. Y'all ain't got no money, man. Pay Willie. You pay Willie, and then you come see me.
About Florida State is that 17% of their budget goes towards paying off debt for the next 24 years.
Good. Nah, count our money, bums.
I mean, almost a quarter of your budget goes to paying off debt. That's not going back into the program. That's paying off debt, so y'all make sure your credit is straight. That's how you know you guys are broke.
Hey, Ivan said 45 minutes ago, he's meeting with Little tonight.
Yeah, he's doing both. He might be doing Little, Kelly, and Wesley.
Right. He's doing those three tonight. And then I think I heard he's heading out to Texas tomorrow probably to talk to those two old linemen.
Yeah. Yeah, we need to go get those big boys.
Oh, we did real quick, since clearly we don't give a shit about basketball. We already back talking about football. I want y'all to remember this was Drew's idea. So we gotta keep that in mind. We forgot to mention the decommitment of Justin Medlock. He did decommit.
Shout out to Corey Flagg 2.0. I saw his highlight tape.
I ain't gonna sell him out, but man, it is what it is.
I mean, I ain't tripping. Yeah, I just want to mention it. Whatever.
It's not a coincidence.
I mean, but he was one who Diaz recruited. So yeah. It's
not a coincidence. He's been our only decommit so
far. You're right. And he took off, right?
He took the fuck off.
As soon as he heard about the other coach, he was like, oh, now the jig's up. I'm out of here. Like, he already knew. He knew he wasn't being kept.
He visiting TCU this weekend. That's about where he should be.
He was smart, bro. It's like, yeah. You know that game. I ain't get fired. I quit. You know what right. I mean? If you know termination coming,
I mean, he was
do what you got to do. So I'm not mad at the young man. Best of luck to him. Hope he finds.
What did you say, Drew? He was a hoop.
He was a Packer recruit.
Oh, man. I thought you said a Packer deal.
Oh, I'm about to say who we got with him.
I guess
nah,
that's
go
why,
get the lineman.
I guess that's why he was getting recruited by an invisible coach.
Okay, ain't it right? Who the hell's the coach? Yeah, that's crazy.
Like, shit, they about to hire a real linebacker coach.
Anyways, all right. Well,
oh yeah, that's about wraps it. Cam Harris declared today.
Oh yeah, Cam declared. Good luck to Cam as he recovers.
Yeah, Cam declared. Rambo declared the other day.
Yeah, that's true. Yeah, we hadn't done the show since Rambo declared.
Who else? Corey Gaynor transfers.
Absolutely.
Yeah. They say he might go to SMU.
Trying to see what else. What other player?
You think we getting T2?
I'm coming home.
Y'all saw a T2 tweeted today. He was like, "Man, I'm ready to sign up right now.
I'm coming home.
Yeah, you gotta talk to Mario.
Cables, man.
Hey, man, I tweeted out earlier today. The theme is to bring them back, bring them home, like bring them back home, man. That's gonna be the theme for
a lot of players.
Yeah,
that's what's up. Well,
Kane fans, y'all stop arguing with them peasants up north, man. Both of them.
Yeah, they got no money, man. Hey, I know this is new to y'all. We new money. I get it. Right. It's different. But let me tell you one of the rules.
Like that lady said on Dave Chappelle's show, hide the money, y'all. There's some broke people around.
There's broke people around, bro. Yeah, hide your money. You know, big money talking. Little money should shut the fuck up. You don't even, you know what I mean? Eagles don't fly with pigeons, bro. When they get their money up, maybe they can soar with us. But right now, they down there. Not bowling again. Making all sorts of excuses about, oh, well, you know, COVID year and blah, bliggity, blah, blah, blah. That's 0-4, man. You know, don't talk about us getting blowed out. Y'all rather duck the fade altogether.
I mean, so, I also wanted to bring this up, too, regards to Mario's contract. So he got 8 years, I mean, $8 million for 10 years, right? So Lane got his extension from Ole Miss, and he only got 7.1. And Florida's paying Napier
7.1.
So the fact that we outbid two SEC schools in all offseason, we're like, oh, well, they will match. Well, ain't nobody matching us no more.
Hey, Drew, we outbid Nike, my boy.
Say what?
We outbid Nike. I mean, come on.
Yeah.
Yeah, we working with billions over here, too, man. We ain't playing.
It's just funny to see how Oregon fans, they always say Phil Knight. And I call him Daddy Knight because they act like he's like the only billionaire that invests in college athletics.
Right? Yeah. Yeah. People forget, yo. That's he. You know, he ain't the only one getting money out here.
Man, Miami got billionaires that you don't even. You could look at him and he's broke.
Never
he's
know.
Probably a billionaire.
Yeah. Never know. Hey, I'm gonna tell y'all like I told the rest of them people. If you're scared, and I know you are, especially if you're know. You know, Gators got a little less feel on their bro. I get that. They in a little better position. If you scared, bro, go to church. They everywhere. You in America. We got especially down in Florida, man. There's so many churches, bro. Go find you one, man. Get down and get in touch with your Heavenly Father, Mother, whoever you feel like, that deity, that entity. Because we getting ready to come through. The room's changing. The temperature's changing. We coming in. We adjusting the thermostat. We going in the fridge and we're putting our drink down with no coaster on.
Right.
Mm-hmm. Get used to it.
Couch. Hey, Larry, hold down that HOA meeting, man.
Oh, man. These people hold can't talk to me down. Unless they make more money.
We moved up, man. They can't afford our HOA fees.
Yeah, man. Hold that meeting down.
I might be moving out on these people, man. I'll be honest with you, man. Renovations.
They can't afford our HOA fees right now.
Broke Mike. Mike, where your money at, baby? Three mil? What? Oh, man. Poor fella. Get your money together.
I know one thing. They better pray and hope. They better pray and hope Mario don't make that phone call to Randy Shannon.
Oh, no. What we want to do with Randy?
I mean, it'd be a position coach. Won't we know?
I'm going to go on regular. I don't like Randy. Randy can go on about his business. I think Randy watched, but we'll see. We'll see how that play out.
I was just putting that out there because I'm like, they, you know, Randy is bringing in, he is getting kids to come to that school for them, but
he ain't getting nobody signed. He ain't getting nobody committed.
Yeah, but he's a better recruiter than what they had at that linebacker coach, Mar, whatever his name was.
Yeah, I think
we're talking about the peasants again. I ain't about to do that.
Yeah, I'm about to say, let's get out of here, man. I got shit to do. I got to eat, shower. I got a regular gig to work in the morning, man. Thank y'all for tuning in once again. We promise to be here for y'all. And if y'all continue to be here for us, we appreciate you. And More to come. 26 degrees. We out.
Right, peace.
Peace, y'all.
We gonna let the band deal with this.
It's 26 degrees.